CNN's Dana Bash whacks Waltz for his campaign lies, Waltz refuses to own up. By Bradley J. on August 29, 2024. Governor Tim Waltz, DMN, avoided answering tough but straightforward questions Thursday from CNN's Dana Bash about several alleged, proven, and admitted lies and false statements attributed to the Minnesotan over his long career in politics. Bash gave Waltz the opportunity to directly address millions of Americans who aren't sure whether they can take you at your word. But Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate did not take the opportunity to set the record straight. Bash began by asking Waltz about his claim, broadcast by the Harris-Waltz campaign before it later claimed he misspoke, that he carried weapons in war despite having never deployed to a war zone. She asked if he agreed with the campaign's statement that he misspoke. But instead of agreeing and moving past it, Waltz recited non sequiturs about his record. "My record speaks for itself, but I think people are coming to get to know me," he added after a forced resume recap. "I speak like they do. I speak candidly. I wear my emotions on my sleeves, and I speak especially passionately about our children being shot in schools and around guns." Bash pressed Waltz, who responded with a simple yeah before seeming to break with the official campaign response and blaming poor grammar for his error. "We were talking about, in these cases, this was after school shooting, the ideas of carrying these weapons of war. And my wife, the English teacher, told me my grammar is not always correct," he added. Waltz pivoted to frame his lie about his record as yet another routine political attack, falsely criticizing concerns with Waltz's lies about his record as an attack on his service itself. Bash did not press Waltz further on claims about his service record, including, among others, his rank upon retirement. As Breitbart News's Christina Wong reported, Waltz has claimed that he is a retired command sergeant major, but his rank was reduced to master sergeant since he did not finish the requirements to retire as a command sergeant major. Despite this, he has boasted about retiring as a command sergeant major on multiple occasions. Yet Bash pressed him on other issues whereby Waltz has been credibly accused of lying, specifically his claims that his wife became pregnant through in vitro fertilization, IVF. He has since acknowledged she used a different method, and his 2006 congressional campaign's repeated false statements surrounding his 1995 arrest for drunken restless driving. "What do you say to voters who aren't sure whether they can take you at your word?" Bash asked. Waltz again refused to address the question, saying his former students and National Guard colleagues vouch for him, despite numerous guardsmen, including from his own unit, publicly attacking Waltz and his claims about his record. "I certainly own my mistakes when I make them," he added, although he did not appear to own any mistakes during the course of the interview other than using poor grammar. After trashing former President Donald Trump, Waltz said he did not think Americans who have experienced fertility issues are cutting hairs on IVF or intrauterine insemination, downplaying the significant differences between the two procedures and circumstances leading to each. He wrapped up his non-answer by making the false claim that Trump would institute a national abortion ban. Trump has specifically denied this on many occasions. And Waltz implied that Trump would prohibit IVF and similar procedures despite Trump's full-throated support for families seeking treatment for infertility. Earlier Thursday, before Harris and Waltz's interview aired, Trump told NBC he would not only protect access to IVF but have either the government or insurance carriers cover the cost. Despite Waltz's non-answers and false statements, one statement stood out for its undeniable truth. "I think people are coming to get to know me," he said. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.